Hello and welcome to the new season of Wikipedia Wanderers, and it's open season. We are opening up Wikipedia, all that we've done before, all that goes ahead of us, and we are starting on a discussion topic and going from there. And this week, it's Big Sam's Bolton.
So Josh, new season, we've got our discussion point, it's Big Sam's Bolton. I say to you, Big Sam's Bolton, first player that comes to mind.
JJ Okocha.
JJ Okocha, what a player, what a player. I mean, was he wasted at Bolton or was that his level?
If you look back at his career, well, let me just actually bring it up so I know what it is. It's not outstanding, and in some of the clubs that he played for look better now because of their current performance. Because obviously he's so... Ooh, that's a tough one. Borussia Nunkirchen.
Nice.
Starting. Well, actually, youth career, Engu Rangers. Eintracht Frankfurt, obviously last season's Europa League winners. Fenerbahce.
Yeah. Oh.
Fenerbahce, age 23. Then comes back to Europe, he's still in Europe. Paris Saint-Germain.
Yeah.
Again, looks better than it is. Bolton, Qatar. Now, do you know who his final club is?
His final club.
Back in England.
Oh my word. I'm going to go like a Portsmouth.
it's a fair shout. Portsmouth had their fair share.
Yeah.
Actually, a fair share of Nigerian football as well, actually, I think it's fair to say.
Yeah, very true. Yeah, very true.
Name three Nigerian Pompey players.
Kanu.
Yes.
No, I was going to say Linvoi Primus, but he's Jamaican. Yeah, so Kanu was definitely one. Oh, Lamana Luar.
Oh, he's not Nigerian.
Yes, he is. He played for Nigeria.
Well, let's have a look.
Yeah, Lamana. What's his name?
Lamano Tresor.
Tresor Luar.
Luar.
Yeah, Luar. I swear he played for Nigeria.
He'd have been cheating if he had, because he is from Dr. Congo.
Oh, yeah, he definitely would have been cheating.
Wow, and was playing up until 2 years ago.
Oh, my God.
Wow. We can't wait. So, starts up at Colchester.
Yeah.
He's now age 42, by the way. Starts at Colchester, Newcastle, loan to Pompey. Olympiakos, Al Arabi, Olympiakos, Ammonia, Blackpool, Karabükspor, Kuzguru Rizespor, this is just Turkey, Peterborough Sports. Where are Peterborough Sports from, you ask?
Are in Peterborough, and they're a very small club who are rivals with Peterborough.
You know what, you're right.
I know,
I thought it might be...
Football manager,
why?
Mate.
Why do you know about Football
manager.
Sports?
Football manager.
All right.
So, yeah. Peterborough Sports, who are one division away from getting into the Vanarama National League North. Peterborough Sports, I think. I'm pretty sure.
I'm now looking at Pompey players sorted by national team.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Nwankwo Kanu, tick.
How many are there?
John Utaka.
Oh, John Utaka. Yeah.
Now, they're the only two mentioned, but there's got to be someone else.
Well, there can't be, Josh. Surely the websites... Are you looking on Wikipedia for this by nationality, or is it transfer market?
Yeah, that was just a list of... So that was a list of Portsmouth FC players, but it's not a very long list. It's the aim is to include all players that played 100 more senior appearances. So there might have been people who played a few bits and pieces. Let's have a look.
Really racking
up.
Oh,
obvious! It's an obvious one. Everybody's shouting at this.
Oh, don't tell me that. Sean Goat. Oh, Yakubu. Sean Goater. That's like, yeah, Yakubu, of course. Yeah, everyone would have been shouting that. You're right.
Kelvin Atuhu, I think he was left-footed centre mid, maybe played left side, Kelvin Atuhu.
Right.
But this is the first time we're doing this format episode, and it's become a lot more erratic when I thought it would be straight away. Kelvin Atuhu.
Just a reminder to the listeners, we are discussing Big Sam's Bolton.
Oh, brother of Dixon Atuhu.
Oh, really? Okay. Coming out.
Yeah. Plays a striker or a winger, and... picture him shows him predominantly using his right foot. So,
right, score one up
Man
for Josh.
City. It was Man City.
Man City. Yeah.
I didn't say that.
No, you didn't say that.
Okay, Kelvin Atuhu, Nwankwo Kanu, Joshua Oluwayemi. I think he's just signed, actually. Yeah. He's a goalkeeper signed from Spurs. Sam Sodji.
Yeah.
Viv Solomon Ottebor.
No.
Johnny Tucker. There you go.
Nice.
So, actually, it's a forward line, isn't it? As a forward line, Johnny Tucker, Yakubu, Kanu. Functioning?
Yeah.
The front three?
I don't...
Not sure no one's really wanting to be going out the left there, are they?
I was going
to
say, I think Yakubu kicks up a fuss when you put him on the left. I think...
Yeah, because he's going on the left. You're not putting...
You can't not put Kanu out there.
6'4" Kanu on the left, are you?
Well, no, but Kanu just drops into centre mid, right? Like he did for Nigeria at the last World Cup he played, if I remember rightly. Yeah. I'm pretty sure he did that as captain. But, yeah. So that, well, that's great other Nigerians that we've mentioned, Josh. But,
yeah.
So JJ Okocha, what was it? When you're going through his career, does that mean Bolton is his peak because it's Premier League? Even though he's played for Fenerbahce and PSG, he's played in Europe for Bolton.
Let me have a look at his honours. Still scoring. Oh, honours. Okay. He won the Prime Minister's Cup with Fenerbahce. I don't know what that is.
No.
We'll do in a second. Prime Minister's Cup was a football competition organised by the Turkish Federation of Football. Began in 94, continued until what? It began in 1944 and continued until 1950.
That's how good JJ was.
It basically becomes the Super Cup.
Ah, right, okay. Right.
Community Shield. He won the Intertoto Cup with Paris Saint-Germain.
Nice.
League Cup runner-up with Bolton. Playoff winner with Hull City. So when he joined Hull, he was in the Championship.
Bloody hell, he joined Hull?
Oh, sorry, that was the English club. That was not Pomp. That was the English
club. That was the English club, Hull. Okay, yeah. Right, okay.
Oh, my God, this is becoming many threads. It feels like I need to be like Doctor Strange to pull all this together. Different timelines going. No, the pinnacle of his career will be 1996, and it will be internationally. And do you remember what happened?
Nigeria got bronze medal. No, third place at the World Cup.
They won it.
They won the World Cup?
No, sorry, Olympics. 96.
Oh, yeah.
Euro 96.
Euro 96, yeah.
Nigeria didn't compete. It's not like the Eurovision.
Did they not?
Bring in a rogue nation.
We didn't just invite Nigeria yet. Yeah, yeah. True. Yeah. True.
So, I think it might be. It's obviously a peak for English fans to remember him. And the peak for Bolton, we think, was 2004-2005, the highest Premier League finish of...
Sixth place.
And in that season, we have top goal scorers. There's four. Oh, I would say we have league El Hadj Diouf, 9. All competitions, Kevin Davies doesn't mention it.
Yeah, they all got 9.
Yeah, it's very weirdly. I think that needs a bit of a tidy up.
I think it does. Yeah. So
yeah, and Henrik Pedersen.
Henrik Pedersen. Yeah. I really
bit of a nuisance player, I think.
Yeah, I think this whole squad was, right? We'll go through the squad in a minute. But I've just noticed, Josh, on the Wikipedia page, on the final league table, they missed out on the Champions League by goal difference to Liverpool. That is crazy.
Oh, what happened in that season then? We must have been... Well, we were off in fifth place. Is it when top four wasn't guaranteed? It was top three... Top three was guaranteed, and then four and five were qualifying rounds.
Hang on. It says it right there, Josh. Since the finalists of the FA Cup, Arsenal and Man United, as well as Chelsea, who won the Football League Cup, were qualified for the Champions League, and the fifth place team, Liverpool, were moved to the Champions League, the sixth and seventh place teams in the Premier League were awarded entry into the UEFA Cup, which means fourth and fifth got it because Arsenal and Man United were already in Europe.
Yep.
So it all shuffled down, right?
And I remember this because this is when Everton, the only time Everton had qualified for it, they got knocked out in qualifying by Villarreal.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Let me just check.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Although they failed to qualify for the Champions League on the top four English clubs, Liverpool were given a special dispensation to compete as the defending champions. They were, however, forced to enter in the first qualifying round because they won it.
Yeah, so Everton lost 2-1 at home and 2-1 away to Villarreal.
Oh, shocking.
And that's about when it peaked for Everton in the Premier League era.
Yeah, it probably did, to be honest. So 2004-2005 is what we're saying is the most successful season for Big Sam as Bolton manager. This is his squad. Well, hang on, there's only one goalkeeper listed for a start. Kevin Poole. So if he got injured.
No, we've got Jussi Askelainen.
He's done in numbers.
Number 22.
How can I forget about Jaskalainen as well? What a goalkeeper. Right, Kevin Poole and Jaskalainen as goalkeepers. Jaskalainen's your number one, obviously, in that. Defenders then. But Anthony Barnes, Julio Cesar, Bruno and Gotti.
Julio Cesar?
He's a goalkeeper.
I do not know that players, but you carry on, don't you?
Yeah. Where did I get to? Bruno and Gotti, who's obviously a defender. We have Rahid Jahidi, Ivan Campo, Florent Laville, Nicky Hunt, Fernando Hierro, Vincent Candela of Roma. I forget about him being there.
Yeah.
Tal Ben Haim. Champions League winner, Tal Ben Haim, I think, with Chelsea. Wasn't he part of the Chelsea squad that won? Like, really old defender for Chelsea that won it? Who was the manager they had, the Israeli manager?
Avram Grant.
Was there. That's their defenders. What's the back four? Because we know Sam Allardyce is playing a 4-4-2 or a 4-5-1.
Now, so. I think either Campo or Hierro would operate. I think Campo was the defensive midfielder.
Oh, okay. Okay. I remember Bruno and Gotti playing a lot for Bolton.
Nicky Hunt was right back.
Okay.
For me in this. Yeah.
So we've got Nicky Hunt at right back. We're saying Bruno and Gotti. I don't know.
Left back four as well.
Left back, Bruno and Gotti, and then Hierro and Tal Ben Haim in the middle.
He's got an absurd amount of central defenders there.
Yeah.
Let me. You keep going through midfield and then, find a side that.
So midfield, we've got Kevin Nolan, obviously. Sam Allardyce, so Kevin Nolan's there. JJ Okocha, Stelios Giannakopoulos, Gary Speed, Ricardo Gardner is there. Blessing Kaku, which is another Nigerian. Joey O'Brien and Kalui Fadiga.
From Auxerre. He was in part of that Auxerre side with Jibril Cisse.
Oh, okay. Nice. And then.
And Boomsong.
Oh, yes. Yeah, good old Boomsong. Forwards then are listed as Henrik Pedersen, Kevin Davies, obviously, Ricardo Vazte, Ricky Shakes, which is an amazing name, an Englishman called Ricky Shakes, and Elhaj Diouf on loan from Liverpool. So. An absurd amount of defenders and midfielders, and very slim on the ground for strikers.
So let me pull up their side that they played. They beat Spurs 3-1. I don't know why I brought this one up, but I did. So we have Jaskalainen in goal, Ben Haim and Ngoti central defenders, Barnes and Ricardo Gardner obviously played. Yeah, he was dominated the left side very quick. We had Speed and Giannakopoulos on the wings, Nolan and Campo in the midfield, and Diouf and Davies up. Front.
No JJ.
Listen, I mean, he did do a 5-4-1 diamond for a while. Let's see who brings into that. So we have Ben Haim, Hierro, Nicky Hunt, Candela and Gotti, Speed, Okocha, Nolan midfield, and Giannakopoulos and Davies up front.
Can you just describe to me how a 5-4-1 diamond works? I, for the life of me, can't picture that.
It's a midfield four diamond.
Yeah.
One up front and a back five is basically what it is.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm going to try that in Football Manager.
Yeah.
I'm going to try that in Football Manager, see what happens. But cool. I mean, it's a name wise, it's a good team, isn't it? When you think
who's
about
who's missing from Bolton royalty in that side. I think the only one I can think of is Yuri Djurkaev.
Very true. Not there at that point. Yeah, Yuri Djurkaev isn't there. I've got a feeling they must have had Johan Elmander. He was a big buy. I know he wasn't
later,
royalty.
That's when they normalised and became a bit more.
Ah, okay.
I mean, the ages of these players have got to be through the roof, I'm guessing.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking.
Mario Jardel. That's actually what. So in that season, so they brought in Les Ferdinand. Radio Jaidi, Gary Speed, Hierro, Ben Haim, Howard Diouf, Kaku, Fadiga, Candela, Michael Bridges, and Julio Cesar. They brought in. Oh, Julio Cesar quickly was a centre back. Brazilian, had a stint at Real Madrid, 21 appearances, and then loaned for. What? You must have been thinking, okay, it's going good. You know, played for Real Madrid, on loan to Milan, Benfica, Austria, Vienna, Valladolid, Bolton Wanderers, Tigres, Olympiacos, Maritimo, Sporting Kansas City, Toronto. Managerial career. He said he's gone to Olympic Donetsk. That's going to be in Ukraine, I'm guessing.
It is, yeah.
I don't. So he won the Champions League with Real Madrid in 1999-2000. I don't remember him.
No, I don't. I have no memory of Julio Cesar.
But they brought him in, and so they spent that season. There's only two players that cost money. One was Gary Speed, and the other was Tel Ben-Haim, who they actually brought in to English football from Maccabi Tel Aviv.
That is bonkers, isn't it? They've spent less than £1 million, which even in those days, Liverpool bought El Hadjiouf for more than like £3 million, £3 or £4 million. They spent less than £1 million and got into Europe. That's crazy. They also have the ignominy of bringing in Les Ferdinand and getting rid of him, and bringing in Michael Bridges and getting rid of him in the same season.
Yeah, I think it was a bit of a scattergun. He was like, let's get some bodies in. A bit not Torres, not quite on the same level, but. So players went out. Simon Charlton, I want to say, balding left centre-back, left-back.
Yeah, rings a bell.
Well, I can click on him and tell you, Dave.
That's true.
Simon Thomas Charlton doesn't say if he is a balding left. He was a fullback, but he doesn't mention his hair. English coach, former footballer, and radio... I've never seen this. Radio summariser.
Okay.
Have you heard that as a...
No.
No.
Because when you say radio summariser, I think of the guy that goes... Hartlepool 1, Charlton 2. That's what I...
Yeah.
Maybe it is him. So
that would be a unique job move. So, following retirement, he returned to Norwich City as a youth team coach while managing in the Eastern Counties League. He's since appeared as co-commentator and summariser on Bolton Wanderers games for BBC Radio Manchester.
Okay.
Right, back, though. So, Simon Charlton, Jeff Smith. Well, I mean, what a generic name that is. Emerson Tome. Remember him? I think, didn't he have a stint at Middlesbrough?
I think he did, yeah, Emerson Tome. I'm pretty sure you can back that up, that, yeah.
Fan of the pod, Mario Jardel. Oh, it irks me he didn't have a super... He seemed like he should have been Big Sam's forward to score. Like, when Big Sam had the opportunity to sign Mario Jardel, he must have been thinking, this is it. This guy has scored a goal a game in the league. I'm going to get the best out of him. Oh, so it's actually... Yuri Djorkaeff left in this, very late actually, 28th of September, to go to Blackburn Rovers.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
I don't remember. Were they in the Premier League? They must have been in the Premier League.
Yes, they were in the Premier League. He only appeared three times.
He was there for a season, right? Yeah, not even a season. Because he didn't make it to 2005, yeah.
No, he went up to New York Red Bulls in the spring. Yeah, Les Ferdinand out. Danny Libsey out twice, once on loan, once on a free, just trying to flog him. Per Franson,
I remember Per Franson. I mean, I don't remember him moving to Wigan, but I do remember him. Yeah.
Can you tell me anything about Per Franson?
Danish. Wrong. No, is that right? No, yeah, he's
right.
Blonde, striker.
Midfielder.
Oh, attacking midfielder.
Attacking midfielder. Well, he did score almost 100 goals in his career, so yeah.
Right-footed. Play for Bolton. That's what I can tell you.
Yeah, he had two stints at Bolton. So,
oh.
Yeah, he went to Copenhagen, joined Bolton 96-99, appeared 130 times, scoring 19 goals, went to Blackburn, loves the area, for a season, comes back, appears another 135 times, scored 13 goals, then goes to Wigan. So very much made himself comfortable in the North West.
Yeah. I think it must have been in that period where, because... I'm not saying travel wasn't easy back then, but it's not as easy as it is now. He probably had a family that was in the north of England and his kids were at school, and he was, if I'm going to move clubs, it's being around here so that my kids get through school. And I feel like that's probably what it was, right?
Do you know what I'm even thinking? I'm even thinking buying a house. There was no right move in those days.
Yeah, exactly.
Like to go on and he's having to go to speak to travel agents. It's like, oh, travel agents, estate agents.
Yeah. Although, hang on, the internet would have been around here. 2004, 2005, we were at university?
Just started university. Yeah, it's not peak, though. It's not... I don't know what it's offering you in terms of house
I buying. Can tell you what it offered me on at university.
The internet. we can tell you what offered our 18-year-old selves.
Yeah. I wasn't really looking at real estate. So
the name that stands out, though, in these outs is one of my favourite computer game players of all time. Ibrahim Ba. Hey. Now, I've spoken about this before, and it was my tough times for the Cool household that I had the demo from a PlayStation magazine to ISS Pro 98. And it just was the first half of the World Cup final between France and Brazil. Ibrahim Bar was 9 for pace, and he used to get in that side repeatedly. And so, yeah, always had a fond memory of him. Bleach blonde hair, had a bit of a stint at Milan and an unsuccessful stint at Bolton.
Because I wanted to say, I think we'll class him as friend of the pod. I think we've been to his page before, Ibrahim
Bar. Oh, do we?
I think we have. And yeah, 2 stints at AC Milan. He started in Le Havre. Came out of Le Havre, graduated from the Le Havre Academy, played for their senior team, moved to Bordeaux, moved to Milan, played 56 times for Milan in that stint, and then went Perugia, Marseille, Bolton, Sayok Erezispor, Djurgården. Remember them off Champ Manager?
Yeah, where Kim Kallström? Had a great player called Charmel Tuma, okay. A left-sided player who nice. I will obviously look at now.
And ended his career at Milan, didn't play again, but they gave him a 1-year contract. To help with his fitness and get him in. He made 1 appearance. It was in the Coppa Italia as a substitute and then retired from the game. And he's a scout. He is a scout for Milan in Africa.
Oh.
Ibrahim Bar. Nice. There you go.
Sorry, I mispronounced. It was Charbel Tumor. And yeah, winger, left winger. And yeah, Djurgården. So that's when I know I was a Champ Manager between 95 and 99 because he was there. And it was when the Scandinavian countries had some great finds. Your Mads Jorgensens, your Kennedy Bakisirilugus.
Andre Sigpaarson.
Kaba Samura was at Gothenburg.
Yeah, Kaba Samura. Yeah, remember him. Yeah, lovely stuff. Rasmussen, I want to say. There was a couple of Rasmussens, yeah.
So Tuma went on to appear twice for Sweden. Okay, well, back to... Ultimate. So Ibrahim Bar is one of my favourite computer game players, and I want to talk. This is either FIFA or Pro Evo here. Is there a player that sticks in your mind as a player you just loved playing those games?
FIFA 96. 96 or 98? It's the one. It might be FIFA 99. It had Dennis Bergkamp on the front. FIFA 99. I think it was FIFA 99 on the N64. Veron, Juan Sebastian Veron, was unbelievable. Like, absolutely unbelievable. And then Pro Evo, probably someone like Henry. Henry was just rapid and clinical. And you could not play him up front. You'd play him on the left wing. And you would literally play like he did in real life, where he drifted left. But you'd start him on the left wing, cut inside. Yeah. Curler into the top corner. Oh, lovely. Just with that pace. Cut inside. Bang. Yeah. As soon as you mentioned that question, I'd say Veron, very early Veron. In like 99 or Thierry Henry later on in a Pro Evo, I think. Yeah, brilliant stuff.
So for me, there is one player stands out. This is low level. So this is ISS Pro Evolution Soccer 2, Master League, and the cheapest players. There was it was a Cameroonian striker, probably not even a striker, probably a midfielder, winger, who had 19 for pace. His name was Semau in it, S-E-M-A-U, but his name is actually Augustine Simo. And I've just gone to his page now, so he's now 44. He was a member of the Cameroon national team in the 98 World Cup, 23 appearances for Cameroon, 9 goals. But yeah, he had a forgetful career a little bit in Switzerland. But that, and also, as a bigger name that you've used, I'd say Ibrahimovic got a lot of plaudits for his... He was just a bit of a beast, wasn't he?
Adriano, PES 6. Whatever that... he was the front cover star. Power, shot power 99. You couldn't save it. Yeah, Adriano's on there. A quick shout out for computer game players. Gervinho, weirdly, right? Me and my housemate had a 2-player Master League where every game we played together in university. And we signed Gervinho, I think from Parma, I want to say, before he was big, like Arsenal sort of big. We signed him, I think it was Parma, and he was phenomenal. He had, like, again, pace something like between 85 and 99, and then finishing was between like 85 and 99, and everything else was terrible. So it was just through ball to him up front, goal. That's what the tactic was. Yeah, lovely.
So he was at Parma. But that was after his Arsenal stint.
Was he in Italy somewhere before Arsenal?
It was Lille and Le Mans and Beveren before Arsenal.
Ah, so it must have been from France we signed him from then. Yeah. But Yeah, it was definitely the Jovino. And
still playing for Aris,
Greece or Greece. Cyprus, one of the two. Aris.
Yeah. Okay, so then on the Bolton page, you've got a number of games there, but it's got a little bit of a show, so you can see who scored. So I'm intrigued to have a see a look at their results. I mean, it's a great start to a season. August, three wins out of four, losing away to Fulham, but beating Liverpool, Southampton and Charlton. 4-1 on the opening day.
Yeah, lovely.
Couple from Okocha, couple from Pedersen, and only Kevin Lisby getting a consolation goal.
Kevin Lisby.
Oh, in the game against Southampton, Peter Crouch again got a consolation goal. Okocha and Pedersen again being the difference makers. That means they went in after three games. They've both got three goals apiece.
Yeah. I mean, it's like they were just set up right, weren't they, this team?
Oh, they struggled in the winter, didn't they? Look at that. Yeah. So you can see there they won a game at the end of October, beating Newcastle. They went through November, drawing two, losing two. Went through December, losing five in a row. That would have been six in a row, the one in November then. Big Sam must have had a talking to. And they go on a lovely seven-game winning run, beating Arsenal, obviously beating, because that was the time when Arsenal were considered the bully boys, weren't they?
They
would just overrun them. Big Sam would set up tactics a bit differently. He'd have the long throws going in, pinning in the centre-backs.
I think it's worth pointing out here that he turned that form around without signing anyone. In January, they signed Vincent Candela on the 31st of January. So he turned that. That's good management, I think. Turning that form around to do that without bringing anyone in is.
I think it's one of the hardest things to manage. Stop the rut. Yeah.
And their peak of that period, the 3-1 win over Ipswich, in that January period, they did beat Tottenham 3-1 in February. But goal scorers was Stelios Giannakopoulos and Pedersen got two for Bolton, so that's their three. And then Miller scored for Ipswich.
I think it's Tommy Miller, I think, the centre mid they signed from Rangers, was it?
Tommy Miller, yes, Josh, who came
Nothing to do with Rangers.
Nothing to do with Rangers. They came from Hartlepool to Ipswich, to Sunderland, to Preston, back to Ipswich, Sheffield Wednesday, Huddersfield, Swindon, Bury, Hartlepool, FC Halifax Town, Spennymoor United, and is now manager of Spennymoor Town.
I've had a bit of affinity for that Ipswich side who got promoted.
Affinity George, is that the only reason?
Well, he signed the season after. So yeah. He had that good season. And then off the back of that, they basically just signed for Finney George. But it was
Marcus Stewart.
Yeah, Marcus Stewart. Titus Bramble was in that side.
Yeah.
Who was in goal? Richard Wright was the goalkeeper.
They had Martin Reuser.
Dutch kind of attacking player. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, who was it? Was it Matty Holland?
Holland in centre mid. Yeah. He would have been there, Matty Holland in centre mid. Now a pundit, commentator actually, I get quite a lot in Singapore, Matty Holland.
Yeah, well-spoken boy.
Yeah, pretty good. Yeah, nothing negative to say about him. I wouldn't say he's the best, but nothing negative to say about him. I mean, they end the season, Josh, to get into Europe, remember, with a 3-2 win over Everton, final game of the season. Defender Jaidi scores. Kevin Davies and Stelios Giannakopoulos gets a goal. But scoring for Everton, Tim Cahill, obviously, probably from a corner, and Lee Carsley. Now,
part of the bald midfield they were rocking, wasn't it? With Thomas Graverson, Lee Carsley.
Yeah.
Leon Osman.
Thomas Graverson. He played for Real Madrid.
Yeah, it's a fair... For Bolton Wanderers, there's a fair links back to Real Madrid. Like Julio Cesar, I didn't realise, but in their side, they've got obviously Ivan Campo, Fernando Hierro, and Julio Cesar all played for Real Madrid. And he just signed players from big clubs. So Bruno Angotti's obviously got Milan in his past. JJ Cotter's got PSG. What else have we got? LHG for Liverpool. Vincent Candler had Roma. Just a quick mention, we've really touched on it, but Ricardo Basté was in this side.
Yeah, I mentioned it going through the forwards, and he was, I find it bonkers to think he was there in this era of like 2005, because I remember West Ham signing him from Bolton, I think, on a free, or maybe
Barnsley,
like...
they signed him from.
Oh, but...
He started at Bolton, so that was where he made his first singing appearances, little loan to Hull, but then he went awry, really. He went Panionos, which I think is going to be in the Med somewhere. Hibernian, Barnsley, then West Ham sign him, and then it all just kind of goes wild. We've got some, it looks like Turkey, but Charlton in there, and then it looks like we're in kind of China. And yeah. So, but he had a bit of talent, I think. He was, was he Portuguese or?
Yeah, he's Portuguese.
Never made a senior appearance, though.
Doesn't surprise me. I thought he was pretty rubbish. And I'm pretty sure if you ask Owen, our mate, he would say Ricardo Vazte was pretty rubbish. He's a West Ham fan. So I have found a little error that I think we're going to change. We're going to need to quickly tidy up on the page. If we go down to statistics underneath the league fixtures or the fixtures for the season, the last person, Ricky Shakes, got a Trinidad and Tobago flag. In the squad list, he's got an English flag by his name.
And what is it? Let's have a look. So, Ricky Ulrich Bascom Shakes. That is fantastic. Only 37, so we've been quite young there. And so he's made actually appeared for two. So, made his international debut, coming as a half-time substitute for Trinidad and Tobago in a 2-0 victory against Iceland. But in 2011, all scored up for Guyana, their 2014 World Cup qualifiers against Barbados and Bermuda. Originally, Shakes failed to meet FIFA's age regulations for changing international allegiance. However, Guyana won an appeal in 2010, which allowed him to do so. He made his debut before scoring his first goal 4 days later in a 1-1 draw with Bermuda. And, ended up playing 5 goals in 14 appearances for Guyana. So
far, not retired.
So not retired.
Currently playing for St. Albans.
St. Albans, Let's have a quick look at Guyana. Just see what we have there.
Oh, God. Can we name another Guyanian?
Guyanian? I have the player records. Okay, so current squad. Oh, brilliant. So current squad, we have goalkeepers. We have Akel Clark, Quillian Roberts and Alex Murray. I mentioned that Quillian Roberts plays for Electric City in Canada. Clark plays for Mount Pleasant in Jamaica. And Murray plays for Morvant Caledonian United in Trinidad and Tobago. But in terms of players playing in England, we have a Leighton Orient, a Maxfield, Welling United, Billericay Town, and Cray Wanderers and Gosport Borough. So playing for St. Albans City isn't necessarily a limiting factor.
Yeah, he's not out of the question yet. Blooming hell.
Player records. We have Neil Danz. I recognise Neil Danz.
No, don't recognise that.
Recognise him? Yeah, he played for Shepherd, you know? Oh, he's had a long stint. So we have Blackburn, Crystal Palace is where I remember him.
Yeah. Nice.
But anyone else? No, no one I recognise.
No, not much record to speak of. The CONCACAF, they've got through to the CONCACAF Championship and Gold Cup group stage once. Never qualified for a World Cup, obviously. I think we'd remember that. Nothing. They've got a fourth place finish in the CFU Championship and Caribbean Cup, and that is their peak. They've done it three times. They've done it once in 1991. So, yeah, not a. Well, I think we don't need to tell the listeners that they're not a footballing powerhouse.
Yeah. So this is obviously the 04-05 season and best finish. Can we go to the 05-06 season? Skip on at the top there in the top right summary. Because I don't remember what their European adventure, how it went.
I don't know how far they got, but they beat either Atletico Bilbao or Atletico Madrid in what is now the Europa League. So it would have been, oh my God, UEFA Cup. I think they beat one of those two, and I'll plump with Bilbao because they're the weaker team. So it was one of those. Oh yeah, 05-06. Let's have a look then.
So... Bolton qualified for the UEFA Cup for the first time in history. Okay. Phil Brown was Sammy Lyce's assistant.
There you go.
And this is when Sammy Lee then comes in because Phil Brown leaves for go for Derby and then later Hull. Oh, off the field, Bolton looking to get into Europe for the second successive season. Allardyce was being linked with the England manager's vacancy. He was interviewed and he's broke the. If they wanted Luis Felipe Scolari, and it came down to Allardyce and Steve McLaren. Between the middle of March and beginning of April, rumours surrounding Allardyce in terms of taking the job, Bolton's form hit an unexpected slump with 5 successive defeats, sitting on the slide to 8th. Okay.
I've just got to point that out. like, yeah, the England FA wanted Luis Felipe Scolari, and then it came down to Allardyce or McLaren.
That is, it's a step down, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. So who survived, Josh, from the squad? Let's have a quick look at the squad.
This page is less in depth. So we've got Ali Alhabsi comes in, I think, unless it's we're bringing him from abroad, that would have been from Wigan.
No, he moved to Wigan after.
Yeah, okay. So let's have a look. So
he came from Norway.
From Norway, Lynn Oslo, yeah.
Yeah.
Then he goes on to appear for Wigan over 100 times. Nicky Hunt's still there, Kevin Nolan. JJ Kotcher lost the captaincy. It says captain until November. JJ Kotcher, captain from November, Kevin Nolan. Who else is new? Ian Walker's new, isn't he?
Ian Walker.
Okay, it gets better. Hidetoshi Nakata's new.
Yes, love that. Absolutely love that.
Matt Janssen of Blackburn, left-footed forward.
Jared Borghetti,
again, left-footed Mexican forward, pretty sure.
Wow.
They must sign El Hadji permanently. Abdoulaye Faye, who did go on to play for Pompey a lot more, I think.
No, he didn't.
He went on to play for Newcastle, Stoke and West Ham.
Ah, okay.
And then, yeah, that's about it, really. So, a bit of movement around. Fabrice Fernandez was released. I used to love a bit of Fabrice Fernandez at Southampton. Okay, so it's all intertwined. So, UEFA Cup, they beat Lokomotiv Plovdiv, home and away, to qualify for it proper. They draw to Besiktas, who scores for... We have Borghetti scoring and Ailton.
Remember Ailton?
We have then... beating Zenit St. Petersburg with Kevin Nolan getting the only goal. Drawing with Guimarães, with Vazte. Drawing with Sevilla.
Good result.
Bruno Ngotti getting a goal. And Adriano, but that's going to be the fullback, getting the equaliser. So then it must be, because they then play again in February, they must get to knockouts, and they face Marseille, draw at home, then lose 2-1 away. Oh, Stelios getting the opening goal just for half time. Frank Ribery equalising, and then Tel Ben Haim getting the own goal.
Frank Ribery, bloody hell! I say, and then spot the moment when probably rumours start around the England job. I think on this page, isn't it?
Wow, yeah, it's bleak, isn't it?
It really is bleak.
Yeah, won a game on the 18th of March and didn't win another until the 22nd of April.
Oh, Man United 2, Bolton 1, Louis Saha in the 33rd minute and Van Nistelrooy in the 79th. This must have been the year that, we bought Saha in and it pissed off Van Nistelrooy and he left. Must have been after this season. Sad times.
Tottenham grabbing a win, Aaron Lennon scoring the goal, 1-0.
But again, end the season with a win, 1-0 over Birmingham, Ricardo Vazte getting the goal. So he was getting a bit, and he scored back-to-back.
So where did they end up? Yeah. And they end up finishing 8th, yeah. And no European football the next season.
No, Blackburn, Djorkaeff's F's Blackburn Rovers got Europe that year.
Yeah.
Well, he would have left by this point, but yeah.
Yeah, he wouldn't have cared about it, yeah.
So, and Newcastle get into Toto qualification. Bloody hell.
And we have Jared Francisco Borghetti Echeverria, 49 years old, 6'1" striker. Yeah, he looks exactly how I remember. That's crazy. He played 295 appearances and 189 goals for Santos Laguna. It's a brave move, isn't it? You're buying a forward who at the time would have been 32 to have his first stint outside of Mexico. Brave on all forms.
That is.
That's he didn't like it because he then Bolton for a season, Al-Ittihad in Saudi Arabia, I think it is. And then back there, back to Cruzeiro, Monterrey, then back to Mexico. So we were fear around 1 million. First Mexican to play for an English club.
There you go.
Oh.
That is...
Name me... how many Mexicans give me a name play Premier League?
Javier Hernandez.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's two with Jared Borghetti. Dos Santos for Spurs. Giovanni Dos Santos,
yeah. Carlos Vela,
yeah. What's that, four? We can get five and then we'll call that quits. I feel like Rafael Márquez should have played for Bolton, but
yeah, and I feel like Gerardo Torrado should have had a stint somewhere. Yeah. But I'm going to put us out of our misery, Dave, and go to one of my favourite Wikipedia pages, list of foreign Premier League players. And let's head over to Mexico. We have Pablo Barrera, I think there's a winger or a wing back for West Ham, Gerard Borghetti, Neri Castillo for Man City, Giovanni Santos, we mentioned, Guillermo Franco again for West Ham, Javier Hernandez, West Ham like a Mexican. That's Barrera, Franco, and Hernandez. Oh, there's a current player, Dave. There's a current Mexican.
There's a current Mexican player. Is he playing a lot?
He had a bad injury a few years back, which has limited his time. But nah, good player.
Put me out of my misery.
Raul Jimenez.
Oh, Raul Jimenez, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Then Miguel Layún for Watford. Carlos Salcido, a defender for Fulham and Carlos Vela. So, yeah, I think we've got a few there.
Yeah,
nice. And that is the Mexicans.
Oh, I think we've touched on Bolton's, Big Sam's Bolton. I think we've done that pretty well in this episode. I think time is up though, Josh. I think we're going to have to call it there for our discussion point. It's been all over the place, tangents. It's been great fun though. It's been really good talking about it, remembering these players and going through and looking at some results. I did quickly jump forward to the next season, 06-07, and I haven't looked any lower than the intro paragraph, and this really stuck with me about Bolton. Their failure to win the Premier League in the 06-07 season made it the 68th time they have competed at the top level of English football without winning the title, the most of any club. So Bolton are the team that have been in the top flight the longest over, not consecutive, but ever, without winning it. There's a stat for you to end the show.
Yeah. I love Wego, their failure to win like it was expected. Yeah. But they somehow failed. I don't know how it happened.
Yeah. It was also the season that Sam Allardyce left, Sammy Lee took over, and then it all basically fell apart for Bolton. But weirdly, they qualified for the UEFA Cup again.
Well, yeah, it was the Nicholas Anelka season.
Ooh, there you go. But yeah, we'll leave it there. So thank you so much for listening. Get in touch with us on Twitter at Wikipedia Wanderers. We're also on Instagram as well. Get us there. Let us know your thoughts about this new style. And if you've got a discussion point, feel free to mention it to us. We'll catch you in the next one. Goodbye.